98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, our guest this morning has spent the last few weeks strutting his stuff on the Dancing with the Stars dance floor, and many months before that, practicing. Yeah. Michael Fry, good morning.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. How are we?
We're good, thank you. Michael, congratulations on Dancing with the Stars. You were absolutely fantastic, and yeah. I'm so sad to see you go. How are you feeling now that the dust has settled?
Oh, like, great, to be honest with you. When my name was announced, I think Kylie was a bit, my partner was a bit more upset
yes,
than I was.
Yeah.
I think she was, like, frustrated because like, she felt like I had more potential,
you're
if
brilliant.
You know what I mean. But, I mean, I kind of knew it was me that day. I was talking to
really?
Stephanie. You just have a feeling. I was talking to Stephanie upstairs, and she was just like, I don't know if I'm being delusional, but I just don't think it's me. And I was like, oh, I think it's me. I think, you know, and it doesn't affect your performance rating because you know, you want to do your best.
Yeah,
no matter what.
Give it your all.
But I just knew, so it wasn't a shock or anything. I was kind of like, yeah, I see it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A lot of my audience wouldn't watch Dance with the Stars, so I was bringing them to watch it.
Yeah, and then
watch the whole thing and then, you know, text on the lines
and
are open.
And vote, yeah.
It's just drop off every step of that. So, I mean, yeah, of course that was going to happen.
Had you done any dancing before you took part in Dance with the Stars?
No, not as an adult. Like, I did Irish dancing until I was 6 or 7,
I would say.
And I was good at it, but I got very frustrated and left. So
okay.
I kinda, you know,
okay.
And then I did like stage school stuff like that. I could never move that well.
Jazz,
you know what
hands.
I mean? So yeah, jazz hands. Yeah. They put me in the back.
So
we can see why now.
So. Has it ignited a love for dancing for you? Like, do you think you will dance again, or maybe at a wedding will you be in the centre of the dance floor?
Oh,
now?
Absolutely. Like, I did actually have a good time, and I did enjoy both of my dances. I enjoyed all the, like, I didn't really enjoy samba that much, but I enjoyed the steps of the samba.
Uh-huh.
Just, I think the song that I got was very fast, and it was just like crashing them all into each other that I found really difficult.
How are the old knees?
The knees are fine.
The knees are okay.
The toes are very sore.
The toes.
So the joints in both of my big toes are very sore because you have to point your toe all the time with samba, and you're up on your toes for quick step.
Yeah.
So I had those two, one after the other, and like my glutes and my thighs and like your abs as well when you do samba, because you're constantly
you're
going
form.
Forward and you're kind of oscillating backwards, and it's sore.
Michael, what's harder, writing a stand up show or learning the samba?
Learning the samba.
Really?
I think this is the hardest thing I've ever done. Like, really. Like, the first week, we were on the stairs, and I remember, like, my body nearly shutting down. Mm. And, like, you know, you have to, like, wave on the stairs, and I was like, I'm going to fall down the stairs.
I never
waved in my life. I'm going to look so weird. And it was just like, you just forget how to use your body.
It's just, and then, even how to walk.
Yeah. But then when the dance starts, I can't remember either of my dances because I was so
locked
in. You're in your flow state.
I guess I was.
Yeah.
But it was terrifying.
You've been doing loads of interviews over the last few days. Yeah. You got to meet one of your heroes on the telly yesterday, Oyin.
Oyin,
yes.
Sorry, I was also on with Dahi O'Shea, and I was like,
oh, well, that's another hero.
Oyin, I met Oyin in the green room. We got fed on the 6 o'clock show.
Very good.
We were both so excited about that. But she's the only one I hadn't really met of the.
She's
main
amazing.
Traders,
the traders,
or whatever.
Yeah.
She's so cool.
Yeah, she's so cool.
And I was like, oh.
Now that you're not on Dancing with the Stars, who would you like to win?
Oh, it's a difficult question because, like, I love everybody in there. Like,
there
was
not a
shred of, like, competition or kind of, like, backstabbing or bitterness.
Yeah.
I guess because I wasn't a threat. Nobody did that to me. But, no, I think Tolu's absolutely smashing.
Yes.
I'd love for her to be in there. I'd love Jordan to do it.
Yeah. Mm.
I really, really would. I think he's got so much potential. And he's watched all the episodes of it. He is locked in. He's like, he knows every, like, minute details about the show.
Uh-huh.
He has studied it. He's ready for it.
That's very impressive.
And I really hope he pulls it out of the bag.
What's next for you this year? Back to some stand-up.
Yeah. I think I've enough material for an entire show out of this. Do you know what I mean? So I'm
going
to be writing
some more.
Keep
you going for years.
Yeah, I think I have the record for the earliest ever exit on Dancing with the Stars. So, which is the funniest thing that could
ever
happen.
Yeah, they don't normally do an elimination until the following week.
But they made an exception for me.
Get rid of him quick.
Get him out of there.
Do you know what I will say though? I don't know if you ever watched Drag Race.
Yeah.
But there was a contestant that was eliminated first in her season called Miss Vanjie.
Mm. Oh yeah.
And her exit, she just did something really funny and she ended up being, she's a legendary drag artist now that moment alone. So this is your moment.
This is my moment.
You're the first to say it's okay. I think this will lead to brilliant things.
Yeah,
you'll
absolutely
keep making jokes about it forever.
I think so.
A good title for that show and then you're sorted.
Yeah,
you've got the jokes.
I'm working with Hold Me Closer, Friny Dancer, but I think I need something shorter than that.
A little snappier than that. You do have a gig coming up in Bray?
In Bray. Bray Comedy Festival has just been announced. So it's me and Ryan Carrick and a few others. I can't remember their names. I'm sorry. I think it's in February. So that's happening. Yeah.
Great. And has doing a show like Dancing with the Stars, reality show, has it made you want to do more TV like that? Like, will we ever see you on Celebrity Traitors if they did it?
Oh, I would absolutely love that. I would love that. I would do Bake Off. I'd do Dancing on Ice. I'd do the Great British Sewing Bee if they asked me. I would do
Pottery Throwdown.
Because I grew up watching reality TV and I'm kind of like, it was cool to be part of it and cool to be part of the elimination sequence. And like when they do the tense music, I was like kind of bopping in the background. And like during the rest, it's kind of like, stop, like it's serious.
Oh, Michael, you're absolutely gas. Well done on Dancing with the Stars, and people get to see you in Bray at the Comedy Festival in February. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers,
guys.
Michael.
Cheers.
Here's Alice DJ.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Loads of prizes.
Including capes.
And a clean soundproof boot.
98 FM.
Sorry, it's always clean. It just got an extra zhuzh yesterday.
You got Hoover, Brendan.
Yeah, a bit of Lily of the Valley, shake and fat going on. Welcome to your favourite game. We play it just after 8 every morning on 98 FM's Big Breakfast. Matchy Matchy is your chance to win some incredible prizes. All you got to do is send either Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and try and say the same three words as us. Here's AI Us with more.
Win a motor racing voucher.
Glam with this Dyson Airwrap.
Win a cheese board and candle.
Get the big shop in with this €200 grocery voucher.
Grab a spoon and go crazy with your soup maker.
And
hi, it's Claudia Winkleman Hill.
Hiya, Claudia.
Become a traitor with these official traitor's cloaks.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh my gosh, I really, really want the cloaks.
So do I.
So good. And good morning to
Swish.
Pamela on the way to Nace, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Pamela, how are you?
Hi, not too bad.
Pamela, you're making a nice plan for yourself today. What are you up to?
Well, I'm hoping to head into the Osprey after the school runs, just to get myself a facial. My mum got me a voucher for Christmas, so...
That's such a nice thing to do for yourself on a Tuesday.
Especially on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, get you through January. Pamela, what other prizes now, you know, on our list do you like?
Oh, out of them all, I suppose the racing one in Mondello
Nice.
And the soup maker, to be fair. I love soup, and I just,
Pamela, I didn't expect you to get so excited over a soup maker. I love that. What kind of soup's your favourite? What flavour do you normally go for?
Oh, veg or tomato.
Oh, I love country veg, me.
Mm.
Yeah, very good. Pamela, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
We'll have to say Rebecca.
Rebecca!
Off to the booth!
Off to the soundproof booth. 2 days in a row. Let's try and get a Matchy Matchy with Pamela before she gets a facial. Bam, bam, bam. Okay, Pamela, let's get you a Matchy Matchy this morning with Rebecca. Your first word is pop.
Stars.
Pop stars.
Or pop star.
Pop star. Your second word is hell.
Hell.
Can I suggest anything?
Yeah.
Who's helping you consult this morning?
I have my son here, Leon.
Leon. What's Leon saying?
Thank you.
Like hell, say heaven, maybe opposite.
Maybe. Yeah, no,
we could say heaven, maybe, like the opposite.
Yeah. Okay. And your third word is wax.
Wax. Pot. Did you say that? Wax pot.
Wax pot. Okay. So after pop, you've said star. After hell, you're going heaven. And after wax, you're saying pot. Pamela, are we locking those in?
Yeah, go for it.
We're locking them in. Here we go. We've got your words locked in and we're getting Rebecca back from the soundproof booth. Bam and boom. How are you? How was the soundproof booth this morning?
I can confirm. Very clean in there.
Lovely.
I think SIF was used.
Oh, love a bit of
SIF. Formerly known as Jif.
Jif, yes. Marvellous. Okay. Let's get you a matchy-matchy with Pamela. Your first word is pop.
There's a few options. Popcorn.
Your second word is hell.
Hell. I'm going to say heaven.
And your third word is wax.
Wax. usually something that comes before wax. Wax. Wax museum.
Have you got a matchy-matchy with Pamela in Nace this morning?
Not this morning.
You both said heaven after hell.
Okay, good.
After pop, Pamela said star.
Oh, I was thinking star.
And after wax, Pamela said pot.
Oh, Pamela, wax, I'm pot. Sorry. I was going to say wax jacket.
Oh, a wax jacket.
Yeah,
that's a great
glam
way of thinking.
Pamela, enjoy your facial. We'll send you out a goodie bag and thank you for playing.
Thank you.
Cheers, Pamela. Have a great day. We'll do it all again tomorrow. I love wax jacket. Like the way people's brains works and think totally different. I love it. If you think you could match with one of us tomorrow to win yourself all those prizes, we'd love to hear from you. Just WhatsApp the word matchy and your name to 0877 98 98 98.
Get up. 98 FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.